In this week's Complaint Corner, Microsoft, She-Hulk, and some other shit. This is Critically Complained. Hi, I'm Adam, and this is Steve, and first, we're going to talk about She-Hulk. So, Tatiana Maslany, who's best known for her multiple characters in Orphan Black, has officially been cast as She-Hulk, and I feel a little conflicted about it. Do you have any experience with Orphan Black, Steve?
I know that it is a show that exists.
That's okay. Back when I was really into Doctor Who, I used to watch a lot of BBC America. And
what's the word for like an English weeb?
I don't know.
There's got to be one. There's got to be one, right?
I'm sure there's a word for it, but I don't even know what it is. Though honestly, that I haven't done that in years. Like, I did watch the newest season of Doctor Who, which I quite enjoyed, if I'm being honest. But I'm not like a super mega nerd when it comes to English shit like other people are.
BBC did. Has quality programming on there, like Top Gear a couple years ago.
Yeah, I did used to watch a little bit of Top Gear. I haven't watched it again.
Everybody likes Top Gear. I mean, it's got like fucking Joey from Friends on there. It's not so good anymore, but you know, used to be good stuff.
I think it's a different show. Or wait, is it Joey from Friends or is that the American Top Gear? I think there's two different.
No. There's an American Top Gear and then there's British Top Gear that has American host.
Oh,
which is Joey from Friends. Whatever that guy's name actually is, I forget.
Yeah, I have no idea. But
something Italian, probably.
I've never been into Friends. I tried a couple times, but like I just don't really. It just wasn't vibing with me. Like, I don't know. It's just not my thing.
Well, that's weird considering that every sitcom in the universe eventually turns into Friends.
I mean, yeah, and that's just it. Is that I find like generic sitcoms like really irritating, and Friends is like the original generic sitcom.
It's the exemplar of the format, certainly.
Like I like a good sitcom, but it has to be a good sitcom that has something special about it. If it's just like
what's a good
standard
sitcom?
Oh god, let me think. What is a good sitcom? I used to watch a few back in the day when I was just a wee lad. Oh god, what's that one with Fran Fine? I can't think of
who.
Fran, the one with the really annoying voice from like the 90s. Seriously?
You mean Friends?
No, The Nanny. That's what it's called. Have you ever, you've never seen The Nanny?
Oh, no. Because she sucks, so I wouldn't want to watch that.
Oh, no. I used to really like that show. I was young at the time.
She's in the show because she sucks, right? That's the whole reason they put her in those episodes, because she's terrible.
I mean, yeah.
And then they went and made a whole show about her? That doesn't quite make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm sure in real life she's a lovely lady, but you know her voice sucks and it's annoying.
Hey, man, I just liked the show. Okay. Also, when just little tiny Adam thought that she was hot, so I don't that whatever you'd like. But
I'll do nothing with it. Thank you.
12-year-old Adam was like, "Damn, she's fine." Her name
I'm
is.
I'm probably just
Fran
gonna
fine.
Push that out of my head, and not worry about it. But good for you, man. whatever works for you.
Oh man. But anyway, so Orphan Black, Tatiana Maslany, she has been cast as She-Hulk. I feel a little conflicted about this one, because on the one hand, I think that she's a very good actress. I knew that just from the few episodes of Orphan Black that I have seen.
I mean, she's no Brent Spiner, but whatever.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, Brent Spiner is not that good of an actor.
He also played many of the same character in the show, and his show was way more successful. So,
I mean,
that means Brent Spiner was a better actor.
She won Emmys for her for Orphan Black. Did Star Trek ever win an Emmy? I
legitimately don't know, but I doubt
actually
it.
Neither do I, but I don't think it did.
So I'm gonna say yes. I'm going to say yes, they did.
It won an Emmy in your heart. I mean, and that's...
I'm going to say that Brent Spiner won all the Emmys that year for everything, including, you know, Best Director and stuff.
Oh, okay. That's weird, but sure.
Even though he wasn't a director.
Anyway, so I think that Tatiana Maslany is a good actress, but just based on, like, the few images, like, the limited exposure I have of her, She doesn't really look like She-Hulk. Like, she's going to have to bulk up a lot for the role. I mean, She-Hulk is supposed to be, like...
Yeah, so remind me, is this for a movie or for a show?
It's for a show, but she will be in movies as well. That is what I'm gathering.
So we're now getting to the point where Marvel shows matter to the Marvel movies?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah.
Because the new shows, the shows that are coming to Disney Plus, are, which we're going to talk about later, but that's not right now. The new shows coming to Disney Plus are made directly by Marvel Studios. The old shows were made by Marvel Television, which was like a separate subdivision.
And those people didn't speak for some reason.
They didn't speak. I mean, if you want to know, I know we've talked about this before, but that's fine. I love talking. The reason they didn't speak is because Marvel Television was headed by this guy named Ike Perlmutter, who is a total giant asshole. And he and Kevin Feige did not get along at all. And Kevin Feige threw his weight around and was like, I need to be running my own shit. Like, I don't want to report to this asshole anymore. Like, he went directly to the Disney CEO, Bob Iger. And he was like, I need to be not reporting to Ike Perlmutter anymore. And Bob Iger was like, all right, that's fine, I guess.
You know a lot of names.
I do. I really try to stay informed on this shit, man. Marvel is
my
jam.
That's what you bring to the table, man. I'm so glad you're here, because otherwise this show would be a lot of me just saying things I heard happened on Facebook.
Yeah, you're just like, I think this might be a thing. Yeah, I really I've been trying really hard, especially lately with all of the craziness happening in politics, which I don't want to talk about, but I've been trying really hard to, like, actually know what's happening instead of just, like, hearing something. Like, I actually try to, like, read articles and, like, you know, like, read what's going on and stay.
I maintain that reading is for nerds, so I'm glad that I have someone to take care of that for me.
Well, I'm happy to educate you, Steve. But anyway,
gracias.
What we were so yes.
Oh, She-Hulk. Yeah.
The new shows, the new, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is done now, that finally got canceled, which I have to finish that show, but that's a whole other thing.
No, you don't. It doesn't matter.
It matters to me. I love that. I really, really liked season 4 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is one of the best seasons of any television series I've ever seen. And I mean that.
Oof, bold claim, Captain.
I 100% mean what I just said. Like, yes.
Whoa.
However, so now all of the new shows are going to be within, like, actually canon to the MCU and actually matter. And, like, things that happen in the shows will transition into things that happen in the movies, including She-Hulk, who is going to be, I believe, introduced in the show, and then she's going to show up in a movie down the line. Which I think it's a little bit weird that, because, like, I'm not, like, super familiar with She-Hulk, but I'm familiar enough with her to, like, I know who she is. I know she's a lawyer. I know that she has, isn't she Hulk's cousin, I think?
That's correct.
I'm a little surprised. Like, she's a somewhat well-known, like B or C character, you know? I think it's a little strange that they're throwing her to Disney Plus and not just giving her own movie, but whatever. Not a huge deal. I'm really hoping that Tatiana Maslany can, like, bulk up for the role. And I hate it normally when people talk about how characters need to bulk up. Like, that normally is something that I'm frustrated with. But, like, I'm sorry, this is She-Hulk. Like, literally the whole point is that she is super strong and ripped as fuck. You can't not do that. And based on what I've seen of her recently, I don't think she quite has the body mass yet.
Well, maybe they're going to do the Jessica Jones thing where she doesn't look jacked, but they're just going to use special effects to make her jacked.
I mean, yeah, maybe. I mean, I think that Kirsten Ritter, I think that she did bulk up, like, in, like, the later seasons. Like, I saw a few things about how she like
is that,
had some goddamn
is that Jessica
guns.
Jones's name?
Yeah, it's Jessica Jones, yeah.
Okay, but what I'm saying is they're going to have her lift cars and things without worrying about how buff she actually looks because she has superpowers. I assume that's what we're doing this time.
Yeah, that's probably true. So, Steve, how familiar are you with the character She-Hulk? Like, how does she have her powers? Do you know?
Something about a blood transfusion or something. She needed to get it from
Bruce.
From Bruce, and then whoopsie-daisy, she's got Hulk genes now.
Okay, gotcha. So, like,
so she can't turn hers off. She's just always green and always buff.
Right, yeah, yeah. I do wonder, like, I wonder if she's going to, like, get her powers in the show. Like, is Bruce Banner gonna be in the show? And if so, is he going to be Hulk all the time like he was in Endgame? Because I don't really want that. Because as much as I really enjoyed Endgame, I did not like him always being Hulk.
Yeah, I really, really did not like always Hulk mode. But
it's like, nobody consulted me. I would have been okay with that if they had built up to it in, like, a more natural way. But it feels like all of the important shit that happened to Hulk happened off screen. Like, I wanted to see... I'm sorry, I'm just going to launch into this real quick. I would have loved to have seen Hulk on Sakaar fighting in the gladiator pit for literally an entire movie or an entire series for all the fuck I care.
Well, they made a whole movie out of that. It's called Planet Hulk and it's a cartoon.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking live action because that's what I fucking care about. Animated movies are trash. I'm just kidding. Okay, Marvel animated movies are trash.
Mostly true, yes. Although World War Hulk was actually, or Planet Hulk was actually not bad, but it was not nearly as good as a real movie.
But like,
do you want to hear my fan theory on why they made Hulk Smarty Pants mode all the time instead of okay, so you know how Bruce and Natasha were like starting that thing that we never got a conclusion on?
Yeah,
this is how they ended that, because they knew that if we put them together it'd be stupid and didn't make any sense because they have zero chemistry together. So said, what if we just made him the Hulk all the time so they can't have a relationship because he would kill her? There you go. I've solved the problem. Maybe. Because he would snap her like a twig.
To me, it seems like a complicated way to go about that. You could just have them be together and then either A, have them just not get together. I mean, he showed up in Infinity War as Bruce Banner, and it's not like I was like, why aren't they fucking? Like, whatever.
Well, I've asked that question ever since they fucking teased it in whatever movie that was. I was like, why aren't they fucking? Where's the fucking?
But I mean, to be fair, the kind of movie I got. The Incredible Hulk, which was not Mark Ruffalo, but it was whatever the hell his name was, Ed Norton, and that one he almost has sex, but then his
heart rate monitor thing. I remember the scene.
Beeping. So maybe he can't.
No, because he's mastered the Hulk transformation powers, so he wouldn't have to worry about blowing up. Like that, in both meanings of that, if he, can control it. So, obviously, it's just he would rip her in half kind of thing if he was the Hulk, and that's why they turned him into the Man-Hulk that he was, so that we didn't have to worry about that relationship anymore.
I mean,
that's my
fair.
Theory.
It's a decent
because Black
theory.
Widow and Bruce Banner have zero chemistry together. I'm not sure what they were doing.
They really do not have any chemistry. I'm convinced that Joss Whedon is a sexist asshole, and he just, like, insisted to have that Black Widow needed a love interest. And it's like, okay, well, you can't do Tony Stark, because he has his own love interest. You can't do Thor, because he has his own love interest. You can't do You can't do Captain America, because Captain America... Well, yeah, okay, yeah, that's true that they wrote her out, but I don't think that had happened yet. Was at the time and during the Avengers 2, so Thor's out, Captain America's out, or Captain America's the only other one you could do, but I feel like no one wants to see Mr. Boy Scout boinking anybody, so like
speak for yourself.
So he's out, so really all you have left is Hawkeye, but that's way too goddamn obvious. And one of the only things I like about Age of Ultron is I like the idea that Hawkeye has a secret family. I think that it adds an extra dimension to his character that he desperately needed.
You mean like any at all?
Yeah, literally, yes. It gives him all personality. Like something.
God, remember when Hawkeye was the secret main character of that movie?
Yeah, actually. I watched it like a couple months ago because I was doing like an MCU rewatch thing, which I kind of fell off of.
Oh, you're insane.
Yeah, I got pretty far though. I think I made it all the way to Civil War, and then I made it to Civil War, and then I had kind of lost interest because
that's almost as ridiculous as replaying all the Resident Evil games.
And I was doing it in chronological order, which meant
that's the only way to do it.
Well, okay, yeah, except that meant that I started with Captain America. And then I watched Captain Marvel, and then I went to Iron Man, and then I went straight to Iron Man 2, and then I did Thor, and then I did Incredible Hulk, which actually, I think I just skipped Incredible Hulk because I didn't want to watch it again.
Oh, okay. Not very committed to this format, then.
I mean, yeah, I was at the time, I didn't have a means to watch Incredible Hulk because I didn't have a steelbook of it yet, and I have one.
Movies
now
can be found in other formats besides steelbooks, Adam.
Yeah, but it's
I'm shocked I have to tell you that.
It's just not the same, Steve. I don't know.
Watch any different, unless they do, unless they watch differently. It's like drinking soda from a can or soda from a bottle. It's different even though it's not.
I think it is. I think it's like that. Yeah, it's like that. It's like it's not different, but like the principle is different.
Okay. All right. Well, you're crazy. Whatever.
Absolutely, I am. But anyway, so She-Hulk. I'm actually quite interested in what they're gonna do with She-Hulk. I think that the MCU really, really needs to introduce. To start like scraping the bottom of the barrel. Like I want to see some heroes I'm not super familiar with. You know, like. I feel like we've had plenty of Iron Man movies. I'm glad that Iron Man is dead. I could have used a little bit more Captain America, but I'm okay with him being gone. I like the idea of Hulk being like more of a background character now, maybe like a support character now. Like, I think that the MCU needs to start like really going for it. Like, you know, bring it on. I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever the hell they want to do.
Interesting take.
Any character that
may
they
I retort?
Do. Absolutely.
That's stupid. Shut up.
Why? Well,
I don't want to watch the new characters. I like the old characters.
Why?
Do you remember when Injustice just randomly in the middle of the season did that time skip like 3 years later and half the team was gone and they just replaced them with random new people?
That was different. That was
no, it's not.
Time skip was the issue, but also. Some of the newer characters they brought in were really cool. I loved fucking Beast Boy. Beast Boy was cool. And
he's fine.
I'm trying to
Blue Beetle was actually the cool one, if that's
what
you meant.
Blue Beetle was awesome.
Blue Beetle's great. That's not what I meant. The point is, don't change the things that aren't broken. There's no reason to change. Sometimes change is just change, and that's not necessary. So no, I don't think we need to scrape the bottom of the barrel, as you put it, for the shit characters when we already had fairly good characters. Thank you very much.
Okay, I agree. You know what? I agree with you. I agree that
great. Don't get that settled.
No, I'm not done. I agree that you should not arbitrarily change things for no reason. But there is a reason. We watched Endgame already. Endgame was the end for many of those characters.
Endgame should have been the ending for the entire franchise.
But then I wouldn't
Marvel
get any
movies
more movies.
Marvel should be done. Yes, you wouldn't, Adam. But sometimes there's just such thing as too much good stuff.
Look, I will reserve judgment on that until I've seen some of the newer stuff.
But like, then it's already too late. Then you no longer have the good taste. What? Okay, so you go out to a fancy restaurant, you have an awesome meal, and then you end with a delicious dinner mint, and then after that you have a fucking, like, I don't know, like a Slim Jim. That's how you end the day, with a Slim Jim. Why couldn't you just end on the good thing?
Okay, because am capable of focusing on the good things, and a new thing that I don't like as much does not, for me personally, take away from the thing I already loved. It doesn't.
But it does. It deludes it. You've already had an awesome thing,
and
you put
that
thing in at the end of it that didn't need to be there. They could have just ended the Marvel thing, man. They could have just been done. They had a great run. There was a million movies. They could have just been done. We all would have had this awesome thing to all look back on and been, man, wasn't that a cool thing to be a part of? What a great ride that was. And then, you know, lunatics like you can watch them all back to back, start to finish sometime, and be like, wow, what a great thing that was. What a cool part of history to be a part of. But no, they're going to start fucking throwing Captain America with wings in there, or fucking Hawkeye 2 in there, or Black Widow 2 in there. It's like, I don't want or need any of these people, because I've already had the good versions of these things.
Okay, I will admit that I can understand where you're coming from with this. I just don't agree. Like, and you're not.
Well, that's fair enough.
You and I aren't going to agree on this, but
no,
I
we're
see
not.
Where you're coming from.
Okay, well, that's all I ask, I guess.
Anyway, we're going to move on to some video game news, and this is probably the biggest news of the day. And to be quite honest, I'm not sure I'm fully qualified to really talk about it, because there's so many elements to this that I don't know, and there's so many unknowns. But
when's that ever stopped us before? Just go right in. Let's do
it. I know, right? So Microsoft announced this morning that they have bought ZeniMax Media. ZeniMax Media owns multiple game studios, including Bethesda, id Software, Arkane, and others. Basically, what this translates to in layman's terms is that Microsoft owns a lot of game franchises now, including Fallout, Elder Scrolls, Doom, Dishonored, and many, many more. Which means that there's a very good chance that many of those franchises are now going to be Xbox exclusive. Now, Microsoft could decide to play ball and just, like, give it to PlayStation, if they wanted to. Or maybe they could do a timed exclusivity thing, like, who the fuck knows. What I care about is I don't really want to buy an Xbox, and I do kind of want to buy Elder Scrolls whenever the fuck that comes out. So this is kind of a thing for me. I'm a little peeved, if I'm being quite honest. What do you think, Adam?
I'm going to take a moment to step off of my high horse for a moment and let you know that these are not exclusive to Xbox. They'll be exclusive to Xbox and PC.
And PC. You're right.
So I'll be just fine.
Maybe I should just, like, because I'm going to get a PlayStation 5. I like PlayStation. I like the exclusives. I like the controllers.
Sure, everybody likes PlayStation. No argument here.
So I'm going to keep having PlayStation, but maybe down the line I'll get a PC as well.
Well, here's what I think is going to happen.
PCs are just so...
So I imagine the things that are already announced, Microsoft, is going to be like, you know what, PlayStation, you can have those. Since they're already announced and whatever, you can have them, and we'll happily rake in some money from that. But the other things, they can't have. Those are all going to be us now. And you're just going to have to be okay with that, Sony. Sorry. I suppose they could play ball, but I doubt it. This would be an excellent opportunity to do away with the exclusivities entirely, because exclusivity is stupid. But it probably won't be, because, you know, people are petty and shitty like that, so I imagine it's not going to be.
That's true. I mean, if Microsoft really wanted to, I mean, maybe they could, like, leverage this to be like, all right, we'll give you these, we'll let you have these and not keep them exclusive to our shit if you let us have your shit. Like, you know, like, we want Spider-Man, we want Ratchet and Clank, we want
I don't think it's as easy
things.
As that, but I guess that would be fine.
Like, I would be cool with that. Like, that's
well, yeah, I mean, from a consumer perspective, that makes lots of sense, but I don't know, it's like, the logistics of that as a company, you can just be like, yeah, here's one of my many properties for your many properties, and that just, it's as easy as just trading
Sharing
things.
Sharing is caring, Steve.
I understand that, I just don't think that's how it works, because I imagine there's a lot of fingers and a lot of pies, and a lot of people own parts of things, it just doesn't work that way.
I'm sure that it's much, much more complicated than we're talking about, this is what I mean, where it's like, I don't have the knowledge to, like, know. Like, I don't know.
Adam, it doesn't matter. We're pundits. We don't have to have the knowledge. We just have to talk about how things make us feel.
I mean, okay, but I still want to be as accurate as possible.
No. Accuracy's never done anything for everyone. Anyway, I think that this would be an excellent opportunity to do right by people. It won't be taken, but it's an option.
No, it will not be taken.
It's a thing that exists.
Absolutely not.
But sitting high and pretty on my ivory tower of PC gaming, I don't have to worry about these things. But you, the layman, down there in the trenches, you do have to worry about these things, and I'm sorry for that. And that's a bummer. It sucks, I guess.
So, I just want to take a moment to talk about how I don't know what it is. PC gaming, I find so intimidating. I don't understand it at all.
Oh, like, that's because you're probably thinking of it as, like, I need the monolith from 2001 A Space Odyssey to run games, when that's really not the case. You can look at, like, the recommended specs for a game, and, like, most fucking random Toshiba laptops can run them in minimal settings. Like, it's not going to be a problem. I also felt that, because I didn't even attempt it until I was like, I want to make sure I have a good PC before I start trying. And I was overqualified. I didn't need to do that. I mean, really? I recommend recommend you get a PC over a laptop just for like the added oomph and stuff, and you could, you know, add to it later, as opposed to like a laptop, which is pretty steady, unless you want to unsolder some things. But like, you know, tower over here just has like a glass door on the side. I can just open that and take things out and put new things in if I really wanted to.
So, all right, well, you know what, Steve, I'm curious now. So, where did you get these things? Did you buy them online? Did you?
I bought it online as a completed thing because I don't have the know-how to assemble one. I just know that be done.
But so you bought one pre-assembled, but you can upgrade it if you want to.
That is correct.
Okay, that's something I could theoretically do. I mean,
also, I recommend that you look up the parts on categorized lists, because some people out there did a nice job of telling you which parts are better than others, and it doesn't make any sense the way that they're numbered, because things with lower numbers are sometimes better than other things, and it doesn't make any fucking sense, but just trust Jesus the system, Christ. I guess.
All right, I suppose. I guess that works. It's just like, it's so many technical things, and I just don't have a head for technical things.
Your numbers on your diagnostics or whatever are higher than the numbers of the recommended play, and you're fine.
Okay. You know, I might look into this. It's just, I got so much other shit to pay for right now.
I mean, it's like, pretty expensive, and like, I will be honest with you, Adam, unless you are like, have a bunch of stuff in mind you already want to play, I'd probably wait, because I bought mine with no idea what I wanted to do with it, and I really still don't.
Oof, okay.
I mean, I'm counting the days until Baldur's Gate 3 comes out, and I'm going to play the hell out of that, but, like, that's probably it for a while.
Ah, man, it's just so hard, man. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money for all the shit I want.
It is expensive.
I have enough money to live, but...
Fucking, bro, I had to buy a fourth suit today. Because I'm in so many goddamn wedding parties, and all of them have their own unique suits I have to wear, and I have to just back-to-back buy fucking suits.
God,
you know how expensive suits are? Really expensive.
No, I believe you. That's horrible. Like, yeah, no thanks. You know what? By the way, Steve, this is completely unrelated to everything, but I had a wedding reception not too long ago, and the reason you weren't invited is because of COVID.
Oh, that's fine. Well, I mean, I noticed I didn't get a courtesy invite either. Like, we're having a COVID. No, I didn't. It wasn't there's COVID going on, but this would be happening. No, you didn't. It's fine, you know.
I meant to send that.
I'm sure you did. It's perfectly all right.
Megan did most of that, and
I've never met her, so I definitely can't.
I know.
Because COVID.
I know, because COVID. That's why. Sure.
Right. Well, I mean, I also had a wedding lazy. I was supposed to go to. I remember telling you last week that I didn't go to one because of COVID, because I was exposed to a COVID person. By the way, I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah. I forgot, but...
I know. I'm glad you'd be more concerned, but I'm fine, so it's fine. But, whatever.
I assumed you were fine. I figured you would let me know.
I could be powering through right now. You don't know. I could be fucking trucking along, suffering.
At this point.
I'm just holding my breath. I haven't breathed in since we started.
Okay. Well... Thanks, Steve.
I have sane breath capacity. I have like fucking a rock star over here. I don't need to breathe.
You're a fucking trooper.
I also don't need to sleep. That's a different thing, though.
That I believe. I remember that. I remember when we were roommates, you like never slept.
Sleeping is a waste of time. You could be consuming so much content in that time.
I mean, I get it. I do. If I could sleep like 4 hours a night and still be like functional, I totally would do
you
that.
You totally can. You just have to force yourself to do it, and eventually it becomes the new norm.
I can't.
You can, though.
I value
you just gotta believe
my sleep
Adam.
Too much, man.
No. You have to be as self-destructive as possible. Just ruin your body and get used to it.
I love how, like, our conversations just eventually devolve into the two of us just shooting the shit. That's, like, one of my favorite things. Like, we're not even talking about Microsoft anymore.
I forgot that's what we were talking about, to be honest.
That's what we
you know,
were
okay,
talking
so,
about.
Like, real talk. You know how we always talk about, like, haha, Steve always forgets stuff that we talk about in the previous episode? I usually forget the news as we're talking about it. Like, it almost is concerning. Like,
yeah, I mean,
maybe
it's
a problem.
Like on the edge of like,
yeah.
Steve, maybe you should get that checked out, man.
Well, like
I don't know.
I think it's self-fulfilling prophecy at this point, because I don't have very good short-term memory, because I don't really pay attention to things or absorb them. So like, I just kind of resign myself to forgetting stuff. And now anyone tells me to remember something, I'll just automatically go, I'm just going to forget later. And then I do, because I've decided I'm going to forget it. But I might not have forgotten it if I hadn't already pre-decided to forget You know what I'm saying? So I think this was happening here. Is I've resigned myself to not knowing what's going on at any time. So I rely on you to tell me what we're talking about once we get off topic like this. Because, again, I forgot we were talking about Microsoft here.
Hey, you remembered it this time. You didn't lose it.
Well, yeah, just now I did. Yeah. But, you know, give me a couple of minutes. I'll lose it again.
Well, anyway, just to get us a little bit back on track here. So Microsoft bought ZeniMax, and Bethesda is the main thing that they bought that is, like, a big deal. Because, you know, Bethesda is well-beloved. The Fallout
franchise. I also like
is...
the Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, I mean, Elder Scrolls, Skyrim specifically, is like one of the biggest single video games of all time.
Like, isn't it amazing you can buy Skyrim on literally anything? Like, it's sure there were, like, pregnancy tests with Skyrim on them now. I think I actually saw that the other day.
You can actually play Skyrim through Alexa. You can actually do that. Like, what the fuck is happening right now? Which, I mean, I love that, but it's just crazy. And Doom, which I like. I haven't played Doom Eternal, but I should probably finish the first Doom before I pick up Doom Eternal, so...
Probably.
Gonna,
hey, real quick, when was the last time you played Skyrim?
It's been a few years, I'm not gonna lie.
Because I, every once in a while, get an inkling to go back and revisit that, you know? Because I never actually finished my playthrough that I'm currently doing on it. Like, I went to go back, because, you know, I did play it through the first time, and I was like, oh, neat, and then I went back again to do everything differently than I did the first time. You know, like, changing my race and how I play the game, and picking the
and then you
B
just
option to every choice.
Archer again.
I was never an archer, I was a fucking high mage, because lightning bolts are dope. Anyway, I tried to go the sneaky sword route, and sneaking is stupid in Skyrim, because, you know, people can see you through the back of their skulls.
Man, I love sneaking in Skyrim. That's like one of my favorite things, especially when you like when you get like up there on your sneaking skill and you get some awesome skills and shit. Like, you're basically invisible whenever the fuck you want to be. Like,
I mean,
it's
that's pretty
awesome.
Cool. I do like how you can sneak through pressure plates and not activate them somehow, or you can sneak past mummies that are like, you know, like when you go in the tombs and the dead guys like crawl off the walls. Like, you can just sneak past them, and for some reason they don't come alive. I don't know. But,
the other thing about the other thing that's awesome about sneaking is that it, you can like use it to like capitalize on the horrendous enemy AI, like because you can shoot someone in the head 5 times, they'll turn around and look for you, not find you because you're fucking invisible, and then they'll just turn back around and go back to eating their cheese on the fucking table, not like they just got shot
Skyrim's
5 times
great.
In the head.
God, Bethesda's so bad at the one thing they have to do.
They are. Do you think that Microsoft is going to have, like, actual expectations of them?
Nope.
Okay.
Because they already recognize that those things happen, and Bethesda games sell regardless, so why change it?
That's fair.
Why do any extra work or demand anything more of your people when you don't have to?
I do. I am looking forward to Elder Scrolls 6 whenever the fuck that comes out.
I got totally off track here. The reason I bring it up is because I get the inkling to go back and play that every once in a while, I'm so daunted by replaying Skyrim. Because, like,
there's
so much extra shit to do that I just don't want to have to start over and not have accomplished the shit I already accomplished.
Like, it's like you start it and you're like, okay, you do like the first mission and maybe you'll kill your first dragon or something. And that's only if you're like actually focusing on it.
Yeah,
but then,
only
like,
if you're doing
once
story
the world,
shit.
Yeah, like, but like once you start like getting into the other cities and shit, and there's all of these side missions.
God,
that you can do all these other
cities.
Oh my
God, it's just a fucking nightmare.
Like Daedric shit you can go get, and there's like what 16 Daedric guys. There's those masks that you can collect. There's there's the Thieves Guild. They like there's so much shit in Skyrim. There's so much to do, and yeah, it is fucking daunting. And I have not played all of the story, all of the things.
I should play Skyrim
again.
I remember going back the second time and opening up on that open world thing, I was like, oh my God, I have to do this all again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I walked a couple feet to that very first, like, secret bandit cave that's in the hill there, and I went through that, and I got all, like, the shit that comes out of there, and then I went to the starting town, and was like, oh, hello, would you like to fuck me 6 flowers or whatever? And I was like, oh my God, no.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Oh God, in my other game, I can one-shot dragons with one lightning bolt. What am I doing?
Yeah, no, I totally get it. It's like Skyrim is like one of those games where it's like if you have the attention span and the drive to just like wade through bullshit.
And I don't.
You can have so much fun in Skyrim, but I feel like because I'm so much older now, and because like games have changed so much in the past, like what, 10 years, like going back to Skyrim, it seems so quaint, and it's like really kind of, it's like bordering on the edge of like too old to actually play anymore. But they just keep re-releasing it because,
right,
why, again, like just like what you were saying before, it's like, why should we do more work when less work also sells? Like,
yes, exactly.
I get
these
it.
Idiots will buy Skyrim again. Why would we bother doing anything else? We could sell Skyrim forever.
Yeah, literally.
It's like the Dark Souls people. They're like, yeah, I can make Dark Souls 1 again. Those idiots will still buy it.
It's like that in GTA 5. Did you know that GTA 5, excuse me, did you know that GTA 5 is coming out for PlayStation, like next gen consoles, PlayStation 5.
I did
5
not and... know that, because I'm pretty sure it came out for the PS3.
It did. Yeah.
Sweet.
Grand Theft Auto 5 has survived, has been in three console generations. One game has been in three console generations. What the fuck? What are we doing? Like, stop it. Make a new one. What are you doing? Like, I... Oh, my God. I feel like video game franchises, or the video game industry is just like trying to like they've really figured out that they don't actually have to work very hard. Like, they have like got it all figured out, and it's just so annoying. Like, I say as a guy who spent like 5 hours yesterday and like 3 hours today playing fucking the Avengers game, which isn't even that good, but for whatever reason I can't stop playing it because there's something about that game that I
because it was fucking committee tested to make you want it, Adam.
Oh my god,
it's been fucking like polished to an edgeless sheen.
Except it's trash. There's so
right,
many bugs.
But no. That's not the part I'm talking about. Not polished as in good. Polished as in rubbed off corners, as in rounded edges, as in not offensive in any way to your senses, and just engaging enough to keep you coming back to it without offending you.
I have still not spent any additional money, and I am proud of that. I did use some of my like in-game currency to buy some skins, but I didn't spend any real money on that.
That's just fine then.
Yeah,
good for you.
Exactly.
Good for you.
Exactly. I will not do it. I won't. Okay, at least until they have fixed like the majority of the issues. But
see,
I don't think...
see, you let him into your mind, Adam. You've added a butt to the "I won't spend money."
Steve. I'm scared, Steve. Mm-hmm. That game is so. Like,
they've got you.
My wife is like, can you stop playing the Avengers now? And I'm like, but I've barely done anything. Like, it's like you've been playing for 5 hours and I've gotten nothing done. Like, I've done like five missions in 5 hours. Oh my god, it's fun though.
That's why the Outer Worlds is vastly superior to Fallout.
I heard Outer Worlds was really good.
Yes, the Outer Worlds is like Fallout, but it has more... Well, okay, it still has open world, but it's not one giant flat world. It's a bunch of planets of smaller open worlds that you can go to, and the side quest number is much more manageable. There's not 50 billion side quests to get random guys clearing out a dungeon or getting him a loaf of bread. It's, you know, hey, do these things for your six sidekick crew members, and a handful of other things you can do if you want to, and that's it. Otherwise, you can just do the regular stuff and be fine with that. It's vastly superior in every conceivable way.
That's awesome.
Okay. And it's not buggy and broken like all Fallout games are.
Yeah, no kidding.
All of them.
I never got into Fallout. I've played a handful of Fallout games, and there's something about it that I just find fucking boring. I just don't care.
Elder Scrolls better than Fallout 2.
I so much prefer Elder Scrolls. I can play.
But
I used to play Elder Scrolls for hours.
That's because of my well-established preference towards swords and magic versus guns.
Yeah. Same though. Like, I also have. Well, it's like I like guns and stuff, but like, you know, it's like blasters in the sky in the Star Wars universe. Blasters are cool. Like, you know, I can enjoy a good blaster shooting lasers and shit. That's all fun and good. But if I had to choose between a blaster and a fucking lightsaber, I'm gonna choose a lightsaber every goddamn fucking time.
It's true. It's true.
Like, lightsabers are so much cooler. Like, swords are so cooler than guns. Like, why are we pretending otherwise?
I have a thing, and I'm gonna... So bear with me on this one. So when there's a game that has, like, sneaky elements, you know, like a Splinter Cell or Metal Gear Solid or something, and you have the option to sneak up behind a guy and fucking slit his throat, do you take that option instead of, you know, shooting the guy?
Usually, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right. And swords are cooler than guns. I think we can agree on that one, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just way more cool to fucking stab a guy than it is to shoot him.
Yes.
Do you think there's a weird animalistic primal animal thing to that where it's like, fucking, it's more visceral and more satisfying to murder things with your bare hands than it is?
Does it mean that, am I like a more aggressive person because of that? Because it's like, I want to kill him with my, like, right in front of me.
I would say yes.
Hold my knife to his throat and just stab him.
I'm pretty sure the Joker touched on that, so yes.
Like, because, I mean, it's true, though. Like, there is something that's just more, like, it has more meaning and weight to it, you know, than... You know, when you, especially in a video game, when, you know, stabbing a dude is just feels so much better than just like shooting him, you know, like
it's very true.
It's just not the same. Yeah.
I mean, the inverse of that bell curve is sniping a guy when you're like a mile away and he has no idea you're there and you get just to like watch that bullet tunnel through his brain pan and no one knows it happened. That's always exciting.
Okay, that's fun. But like, yes, I've tried being like a sniper in a few different things. I'm not good at sniping. It's like just not like my brain is not good at it. Mm-hmm. But like sneaking up and killing dudes, I think that, you know, honestly, now I'm thinking about it, I think that that's kind of why I got into the Assassin's Creed franchise. Because
you like slitting dudes' throats?
Because I like slitting guys' throats. Like, I want to kill someone up close and personal. Mm-hmm. Just stab.
We're learning
right
a lot about ourselves today.
Throat. That's terrifying, Steve. Thank you for making me reevaluate my whole video game preferences.
Happy to help. And now you're going to think about that anytime you play a game. You're going to be like, man,
I totally am.
I just really want to fucking murder somebody really close and personal and feel the splash of their warm blood on my face.
Well, like, I was actually thinking about, like, I was playing Avengers earlier today, and mm-hmm. I was playing as Iron Man for a little bit, you mm-hmm. know,
and you like to hit them with the sunbeams, but then you switch to Hulk or Thor, and you got to punch the shit out of him, and it just feels so much more visceral.
I switched to Thor. See, Thor, I get the best of both worlds. Thor, I can, you know, pummel people with my hammer, but I can also throw the hammer and impale and make it stuck to them.
But, Adam, I bet what happens is whenever you throw a hammer at a guy, you always run right towards that guy and pull that hammer back so you can hit him in the face with it from your hands.
Yeah, pretty much. I exactly. mean, either that or I just recall the hammer back and then I hit him with it again. Like, I'm just like, bam, bam, bam. Mm-hmm.
I think it's the visceral, I think it's the weighty impact of the thunk. There's always much more of a bludgeoning sensation with that, and I think that's more satisfying.
In the Avengers game, it's more of like a, like, you know that sound of like slapping a basketball, like the bung sound?
Right.
That's what Thor's hammer sounds like.
Ah, because it's metal, right. Sure.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's why I like shotguns, I think, because it's like punching somebody with a gun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I definitely, like, you know, I always prefer to get up close and personal. Mm-hmm, like, always, mm-hmm. every time.
Gosh, we are delving deep into our weird psyches here. I wonder what's going on here.
Ooh. Okay. Neat. Anyway, we're gonna move on. We're gonna, because I don't have much else to say about Microsoft buying Bethesda.
Oh yeah, Microsoft.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. We're gonna move on to our next thing, which is WandaVision. Got a new trailer, I think, just yesterday, or maybe it was the day before. But WandaVision got a new trailer, and I liked it a lot. Actually, I know you didn't. I'm sure you hated it. So, what did you think, Steve? I'm sorry.
I don't think I can hate it because I don't think I understand.
So, okay, what did you ever watch, like, old sitcoms back in the day? Like, did you ever watch,
if
like,
you're asking me if I've, like, seen I Love Lucy and the Dick Van Dyke Show, then the answer is yes.
Okay.
And Leave It to Beaver. Also seen Leave It to Beaver.
Yep. Because I used to watch that.
Yeah, I understand what they're doing. I get that part. The part I don't get is why there's color sometimes and why there isn't. And, like, if Vision's dead, right? That's what's going on here?
So here's what I've been able to kind of piece together. So, obviously, Wanda's back from the dead in Endgame, but Vision's not, right? And so right. I think that she was able to use her powers to either create or go to another dimension where she can, like, bring Vision back to life. It's like a fantasy world that she's creating.
Oh, okay. That's not really what I was getting out of that. I was getting this was, like, Vision's personal afterlife or something, and he was responsible for making Wanda.
No, I think it's the other way around. I think she made him, but I think that her powers are... I think that maybe because she got her powers from the Mind Stone, and he is, like, part of the Mind Stone, and maybe the Mind Stone is involved in this somehow, like, literally. Oh, no, wait, the Mind Stone's got destroyed. Never mind.
All the scenes that involved not weird black and white slapstick things were about Vision. It was him flying over the city and him looking at his color changing hand and him looking at the lady in the car who told him he was dead. So, like, well, I mean, I feel like Vision is the only one who's the main character, and Wanda's like a figment of his imagination.
See, I would go the opposite direction. I think that Wanda is almost the villain of this because she is making this reality happen because she cannot deal with Vision being dead.
We haven't really been given any reason to believe that that's her in control of this. We haven't seen her change anything on purpose.
We literally saw her do that in this trailer. She was like altering the TV and shit with her powers.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean that she's in charge. She could just be a figment of the imagination and has been given power over it as part of the illusion.
That is possible. I don't know. But I think that she's in charge. That's my personal
opinion. Okay, well, also, we don't know for sure, but...
There's like a point in the thing where they're like pouring a glass of wine and it says like House of Mobius or something on the
I wasn't paying that close attention. I just saw her doing I Dream of Jeannie was the other one.
Yeah, yes. Oh, dude, I used to watch the shit.
Or Bewitched. I think they were doing a Bewitched there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I saw House of M on the wine bottle. So that's what I think this is supposed to be. I think this is Marvel's bizarro take on the House of M with, like, Wanda. That's the other thing, is that Wanda's done this in the comics. She creates her own, like, alternate realities in the comics sometimes.
I mean, maybe that's what's going on. I don't know. I'm still not clear if this is supposed to be a comedy or if it's supposed to be, like, a silly goofball show that just involves these two characters, or it's like a serious thing where they're trying to, or where Vision's trying to escape the nightmare realm he's now trapped in or something. I don't know.
I think it's a little bit of both, honestly. Well, I think it is that supposed seems to be weird. Kind of like a fun parody.
Those tones don't
sitcoms.
Feel like they would mesh well.
It's really? Like, I think that that's
well,
perfect.
It's like having an episode
it.
Of like fucking I don't know, Roseanne. Like having a random episode of Roseanne, except in the middle of like the goofy thing about working at a diner or whatever, fucking Roseanne's like, man, I just gotta get out of this house and move to Russia so I can get away from my terrible family or something. I don't know, it just feels weird.
Yeah, okay. I get that. I'm of the opinion that this will work because it is such an established franchise.
I just want to know what the tone is. Because, like, we saw that's them fair. Wearing, like, Halloween costumes and stuff, and it looked all, like, silly goofy. But also, Vision was walking through the street with such determination that it makes me feel like he's constantly on edge trying to escape this nightmare reality that he's trapped inside against his will. But also, there's going to be silly goofy Bewitched moments in it, and I don't know what's going on.
Have you ever seen, what's the name of that movie? Pleasantville, I think it's called? Have you ever seen that?
No.
It's got Frodo from Lord of the Rings in it, I think. Or wait, is that right? Whatever. There's this movie that is about these two kids who accidentally get sucked inside this alternate dimension that is a sitcom world. And they start bringing color, and it's in black and white, and they start bringing color to the world because they're like introducing new ideas and concepts, and they're like reawakening everybody in this fake sitcom alternate reality. That's what I think is kind of what's going on here.
Is that like a horror thing or something?
It's not really a horror thing. I think it's at worst it's like a suspenseful thing, but it's more of like a bizarro drama than anything else.
I don't know. I need more. I need to know what's going on because
you
the tone is not established for me, and I don't understand.
I think that you should go and you should watch, I think it's called Pleasantville. I'm just going to Google that really quick.
Okay, but we don't even know that that's what's, like, going on here.
Yeah, it is.
This could be entirely unrelated.
It's not the guy from freaking, it's not the guy from, oh my god, what? Who did I say? It's not Frodo, it's Spider-Man, it's Tobey Maguire, that's who it is.
Okay. Well, that's not even close, but all right.
I don't know why I mixed them up.
Okay, but all I'm saying is that we don't know what the tone of this Wanda show, or WandaVision.
WandaVision.
We don't know what the tone of WandaVision is supposed to be, whether it's supposed to be serious or goofy with just those characters in it, or a comedy, or all three, or none, or what.
That's true. No, I mean, you're right. We don't know the tone.
Well, then their trailer has utterly failed, because I don't understand what I'm looking forward to.
You're just too much of an old man, Steve. You don't like anything that's new. Well, you want everything to be...
It's not about it being new. It's about it being confusing. How am I supposed to know if I want to watch it if I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking for?
What? Does it have to pay strict attention to classic, like, tropes and shit in order for you to
understand
it? I don't
know. I don't know if that's what it's trying to be. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I don't know if what kind of show this is. And that's all I wanted. I want to know if it's supposed
to
be...
They are being very, very secretive about what the show actually is, which I am a little frustrated by. Because
let me be clear, I don't care about Scarlet Witch at all. And I only sort of care about Vision. So if this is a show about Vision, who is cognizant of the fact that his world is not real, that'd be an interesting thing to watch. If this is a show about fucking WandaVision living in a black and white fucking 50s sitcom show, then I'm gonna have to give it a pass because it doesn't seem interesting.
Really? I just don't agree with you. I would be good with either of those premises, if I'm being honest. Like, I like Wanda. I think that she's a pretty cool character in the MCU. I think she's especially good in Infinity War. I think that they did a really good job with her character in Infinity War. And also Civil War. I think Civil War and Infinity War, they both did a really good job with her character. I think she didn't really get much of a chance to do anything in Endgame. And I didn't really like her in Age of Ultron, but those other two movies are, I like Wanda quite a bit, actually, and Vision. I like the two of them together. They're a cute couple. I don't know.
They bonded over soup that one time.
Yeah, they did.
It's kind of the only chemistry they have, though.
That is not true. They had like a whole conversation in Infinity War where
I've had
like,
lots of conversations with people that didn't wind up being my wife, Adam.
They were literally dating. And shut up. Come on, man. They're literally talking about being in a relationship and how their relationship is going well. That whole sequence is dripping with chemistry. Get out of here, man. Come on.
We just saw the aftermath. We just saw the aftermath of an established relationship. We didn't really get to see it become one, so we just have to take their word for it.
That's true. And
it's like, we're happy and our relationship is great, to which I have to say, I believe you, because I have no reason to doubt you.
You know what? That's fair. I do think that the MCU has this bad habit of just, like, having things happen off screen and we just have to accept that. Like, it's like Wanda and Vision are a couple now because we said so. Like,
Black Widow and Hulk are not a couple because we said so.
Yeah. Fucking Hulk is now Smart Hulk because we said so. Like, it's like, I would
Jane
like
Foster's
to see
out of the movie because
happen.
We couldn't afford to bring her back.
Wait, who is?
Jane Foster.
Oh, Jane Foster? Yeah, Jane Foster is gone now because we said so, and also because she's expensive.
Right.
You know, I'm sure there's plenty of other examples that I could... I think that Pepper. Pepper is back. Pepper is gone, but then she's back again.
Yeah, it depends Pepper on how much Gwyneth Paltrow girlfriend. Demands for to be in the money, to be in the movies.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know that that's the out-of-universe reason, but in-universe, it's just like, I don't know, don't worry about it. This
I wonder
is
if it has anything
said.
To do with how well Goop is doing at the time. You know? Like, when she's selling maybe. All her, like, fucking snake oil really well, does she need to be an Iron Man? No, of course not. But when it's not going well, when people find out she's a fucking sham, then yeah, I need to get me some Iron Man.
Do you think that she had a jade egg up her hoo-ha while filming?
No, because she doesn't buy her own garbage, because she knows it's not real. Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't believe any of those things are true.
I wonder if that's true. I wonder if she actually believes it's real and she's just
she doesn't.
An idiot.
Of course she doesn't. But she knows stupid people will buy it.
Well, I don't know that. Why do you know that? You know,
why do I know that sticking an egg up your hoo-ha doesn't benefit you at all? It's just a guess, Adam.
Well, no. We know that that's not beneficial. I just mean, how do we know that she knows what we know? You know?
No. One more time? Are you asking me how I know she doesn't buy her own crap?
I mean, I guess.
Because she's a successful businesswoman, and it's easy to prey on the stupid.
All right. Fair enough. All right, so we're going to move on then.
If she believed in any of those things, then she would be poor.
That's probably true. Okay. You're probably right. So our last piece of news for the day is the Mandalorian trailer. And you want to talk about a trailer. Like, I guess this trailer does convey the tone reasonably well. But this trailer gave almost nothing away. Like, violence! Mandalorian! Baby Yoda! Mando is still a thing.
Baby
he's
is
going
cute.
To he's going on a boat. Like
yeah, he was on a boat.
Yeah, like there's not a lot to go on here, which is extra frustrating because I'm so fucking excited for this new season. And I'm
yeah,
so
I like Mandalorian.
Excited. I love Mandalorian. And there's all kinds of cool shit that's happening. Like, Boba Fett's supposed to be in this season. Fucking Ahsoka is supposed to be in this season.
She is?
I think... Yeah, she is!
My God.
Apparently.
That's gonna be
weird.
Yeah,
I know! It's gonna be crazy! And I'm so
excited. She's gonna be a real people, not a cartoon people.
Yeah! It's the first time we're gonna see Ahsoka in live action. And apparently she's played by Rosario Dawson, which is extra cool. You know who that is, right?
Of course I know who that person is.
I can't tell if you're being serious.
Of course I know who that person is, Adam. But why don't you
Rosario
tell the people
Dawson,
at home who that is?
She's Claire from the Defenders shows. Like Matt's, like, not actually, the nurse, the not
Thank
actually
you.
Matt's girlfriend. The
yep.
nurse.
Yep,
she's
yep,
the nurse
yep, yep,
from
yep, yep.
that show.
Now it makes and sense. I, now I remember.
And honestly, I actually think that that's pretty good casting.
Well, she's
going to
be
like
adult Ahsoka then.
Oh, yeah.
I keep forgetting what time period this show takes place in. Star Wars is a mess.
It's after. I mean, it is pretty messy.
It's kind of hard when all the planets kind of look the same no matter what movie you're in. And the stormtroopers always look the same.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there is minor differences.
Okay, well, there's always a stormtrooper, so it's difficult to tell.
Yeah, that's fair.
Whether they come in the form of clones or stormtroopers, it's always the same thing.
That's true. But I am very, very excited for the new season, and I'm a little bit peeved that the trailer, like, gave me almost nothing to work with. I'm not mad. Like, I can't say that I'm mad, because, like, I don't want to be spoiled of something super, super duper important. Mm-hmm. I'm just a little peeved. Does that make sense?
Well, here's
like, it just bothers me.
Here's the filthy double standard about this and the last trailer we saw and how both of them didn't really show us anything, but how one is better than the other. The Mandalorian didn't really show us what we were doing, but it gave us a tone of what we're supposed to be dealing with. You know, there's going to be cute baby Yoda things and violence and probably some sort of vague plot going on in the background about Mandalore. Probably. Maybe not. Who knows? But we already had a good first season, so we don't need to necessarily know what's going on, because we just trust that the system works and that, you know, the thing will be good in the end. But WandaVision is a brand new thing and a weird experimental thing, and that's why you need to tell people what to expect.
That's fair. I can see that. Okay.
Also, Mandalore is good.
I agree with you that the Mandalorian trailer was better than the WandaVision trailer. I definitely think that.
Yeah, because Mandalorian's
cool.
I
was more excited after watching the Mandalorian trailer than I was for WandaVision. So,
and
like,
we didn't see him flamethrower anybody,
you.
I don't think. Did we? We saw him jetpack, though.
I don't think so. Yeah, we saw it with the jetpack. We saw him use the, what are they, the singing birds or whatever on his wrist. We saw him do that very briefly. And
those things are made of Beskar, right?
Yes.
Where's he getting more of those?
I think he has a limited supply.
But like we've seen him use them pretty unsparingly.
Was it once or was it twice? I think he used it twice, and that's it.
Right, but like when they made him, he had like maybe like 20 of those things in his little wrist rocket there. Like there's not many of them, and I find it difficult to believe that he's been refilling them.
we don't know how many he
I mean, we saw him like load them in there.
Well, yeah, but maybe he has spares in his pocket.
I mean, maybe, I guess. I feel like it's going to be one of those things where now that he has them, they're just never going to run out.
Yeah, I
like we've never seen him refill his flamethrower either. We saw it run out one time, but we never saw him refill it, so we just have to assume that that's just an easy thing he can do whenever he wants.
I think that maybe, because we did see at the beginning of this trailer that, like, the ship, was like, the Razor Crest was, like, all jacked up and, like, the engine was, like, fading and the
I mean, he does have a pretty shitty spaceship.
Well, yeah, I think that there's a good possibility that he's going at some point to, like, get really fucked up. Like, his ship's going to be almost broken. Maybe he'll run out of ammo.
There was some X-Wings in there, too.
There was some X-Wings.
Star Wars.
But maybe he'll run out of ammo for the... Are they the singing birds? Am I remembering that correctly?
I don't know. Something about birds, definitely.
Something singing something. I don't remember. But maybe he will run out.
He's got the bees.
He's got the bees. Perfect. Maybe he will run out this season. Like, maybe that's going to be like a running theme of this season.
Maybe he'll come across the next Mandalorian secret base and they'll be like, here, have some more things. And also have a shoulder-mounted laser gun like Predator. Why not? Who gives a shit?
I mean, yeah, which I'm good with that.
I mean, but... yeah, right. Can't complain. That sounds pretty dope.
Yeah, it sounds
He's already got,
awesome.
Like, the full suit, so he's already pretty decked to the nines. But, like, if they want to give him more stuff, which they will, because the second season has to up the ante somehow, so he's going to get something.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, here's my thing. I'm sorry. I agree with you that he's definitely going to get some kind of upgrade at some point. But I have to – there's something about this that I've been meaning to say for a while, okay? So we know that Ahsoka is going to be in this season. We know that, right?
Right.
And what? Are you with me so far?
Yeah.
I know I'm changing the subject, but I have to say this. We know that Ahsoka is in this season, which means that maybe Sabine is also in this season, because at the end of Star Wars Rebels, we saw Ahsoka and Sabine travel to go and, like, they're going to try to find Ezra and Thrawn.
Mm-hmm.
If fucking Thrawn... specifically, or Ezra, either or, is in this fucking show, I am going to lose my fucking mind. I just want you to know this. Like if that happens, we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to be losing my mind with enthusiasm and just so incredibly like, oh my god, did you see Thrawn? He has red eyes. This is not a drill. And I just be prepared for that.
Steve. All right, cool. Sweet.
I will lose my shit if Thrawn is in this show.
I would
love to see a live action Thrawn. God damn it.
I mean, I would definitely lean more towards Hot Topic employee. What's her name?
Hot Topic employee.
Yeah. The,
Cara Dune? Wait.
No, the fucking... The chick from...
Sabine.
Thank
Sabine.
You, Sabine. Yes, Sabine. I would definitely agree that Sabine could absolutely very easily be slotted into the show, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if she was in it. I don't know that they're going to put a Thrawn in there, but... Or an Ezra, especially probably not an Ezra, but maybe.
Really? I feel like Ezra is not that hard to do.
Well, it's not about it being hard. It's about, like... very different tone as a show than Mandalorian is, so I don't know that they would exist in the same universe. You could probably sneak Sabine in there because she's kind of badass, but you know, it'd be easier to get her in there than it would be Ezra.
It would probably be like an older Ezra, you know, like it'd be like Ezra after he and Thrawn launched into the unknown regions.
I mean,
extra cool because I know more about the unknown regions now than I used to because of.
But that would make them the known regions, Adam.
Well, no, they're still the unknown regions because they're unknown to the vast majority of the Galactic Republic / Empire / New Republic. Hmm. So they're still unknown to them.
Well, they should try harder then. They should chart more of their universe.
Well, okay, since you want to know...
I didn't. I'll tell Never you. Mind.
Nope, we're here. I'll keep it quick. So the unknown regions are this like super chaotic part of space where... like hyperspace is constantly in flux, like it's really hard to navigate, which is why they're still relatively unexplored by the New Republic, because it just takes a really long time to explore, and it's very dangerous to try going into hyperspace. And Thrawn's people, the Chiss, are able to use these beings, these four sensitive children of their own species that they call Skywalkers.
Oh my god.
Okay. So the Chiss are use Skywalkers, which are these four sensitive children that are able to use the Force to predict how the Chaos is going to behave, and they're able to like fly through hyperspace using the Force, and that's how they're able to like actually travel vast distances. But the fucking Republic doesn't have that capability because they don't know what the fuck a Skywalker even is. I mean, other than, well, you know.
So is Skywalker a title or a surname then?
It's a title. Or at least in the Chiss.
So Skywalker, the last name, has nothing to do with these kids.
Yes, as far as we know. Yes. Okay. It's a bizarre coincidence. Now, maybe some point right. they're going
Star
to
Star Wars
like,
is on
make
so many drugs, dude. It's ridiculous.
Yes, it is. And I love it. I'm so fucking here for it, man. God damn
Flying
it.
Flying through the universe with space wizardry, predicting when the chaos of the universe is going to fucking send waves of light speed at you.
Well, it's not just light speed, it's like asteroids and shit. Basically,
right, yeah, sure, sure. Yep.
The unknown regions are just like, there's just shit moving all the time. Like, it's not stable, it's not set. And because of that, you need to be able to predict the future in order to, like, actually navigate in any real capacity, which is why you need someone with force sensitivity.
Sure.
Basically.
Yeah, absolutely.
It makes sense. It makes sense, and it's so cool, and I'm so excited. There's going to be a whole trilogy called about Thrawn and his time with the Chiss. I already read the first one. The first one was fucking great, and there's going to be two more, and I'm so goddamn excited.
Cool, okay. Man. I'm happy that you like things. I wish I liked things like you liked things, Adam.
I know, Steve. Sometimes I wish I liked things less because it can
sounds
exhausting.
To be honest,
it is exhausting. It honestly is. It's like, oh my god.
Do you want me to try? You want me to try liking things like you like things? Would that excite you?
It's up to you, man. It's fun. It's fucking fun, man.
Oh man, holy shit, Adam! I just got through reading fucking Icewind Dale Rime with a Frost Maiden. It's so good, dude. Fucking Aurel's in there, and I don't want to spoil anything, but she fucking does a thing, and oh my god, it's cold all the time. Holy fucking shit!
That was beautiful, Steve. I loved it. That was
okay. Cool.
Bravo, bravo. Okay, I hope you heard my clap.
Yep.
Yes.
You're right. That was exhausting.
All right, so I think we're going to move on now to Magic Hour.
Yes.
Oh, God. What happened last time? Was it the quick one? No, I think the quick one was the time before that. What happened last time? Someone was born, right?
Someone was born.
People are born every day, Adam. He was like an evil guy. I can't remember his name, but he was like an evil guy who was like a sorcerer or something? Am I?
I believe you meant Yoda is born.
Ah. And was he... And I asked who he was. Who was he?
A Archmage who is immortal.
Oh, yeah. Immortal. That was it.
But he's not immortal yet. He's just immortal in the future.
Later.
Yeah, he hasn't been... Yeah. Well, he's just been born. He's not immortal yet.
Gotcha. Okay. Yep, I remember. See, I remembered mostly. I remembered some of that. Right?
Yep. Does that count? Yep.
All right.
You got the part about somebody being born right, I guess.
And I knew he was a mage or something. I knew he was magic. I forgot the immortal part, but like I knew he was magic. He wasn't. You said he was a sorcerer, right?
Wizard.
So, wizard. Whatever.
It's all different. Just,
different word. Different words for the same thing.
They're not the same thing at all.
Okay, so he's a wizard, right?
Yes.
Okay,
wizard. Although they usually just call them mages because they're not very big on terminology.
Oh, you think?
I mean, his card says wizard, but, you know, they don't refer to themselves that way. Never mind, it doesn't matter.
He's a mage, and he's immortal.
Yes.
And he was born in this one.
He's an archmage, don't you forget it.
Archmage, okay, got it. I'll try not to forget it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so today, in the year 418, Lord If is imprisoned.
That's it?
That's it.
That does not count as my question. Okay. Why is Lord If imprisoned?
Oh, so they could siphon off his power to power artifacts.
Oh. So, all right, I guess that's kind of cool. Can I get one more question just for
tomorrow or next week? You can.
Whatever. Fine. All right. So Lord If is imprisoned, so they could siphon off his power to If, like Sith, but without the S.
Yes, it's I T H.
Yep. So Lord If is imprisoned, so they can siphon off his power for artifacts. I'm gonna try to remember that. I hope I remember all of that, or most of that at least. All right, well,
I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Yeah, all right, fine. We're gonna move on to my humble opinion. So Steve, do you have a humble opinion this week?
No,
nothing. Okay, fair enough.
Nothing that merits talking about anyway.
I guess then I will do so. I was watching on Netflix this show called Lock and Key. And in my humble opinion, it's a fun show, but I get the sense that near the end, they like kind of figured out that they didn't have a lot of time to resolve things, and they just kind of wrapped it up really fast. And that's irritating to me. So the premise of Lock and Key is, so there's this family, the dad just died. He was killed by an intruder in their home. And, so the family decides to go and move into the dad's, like ancestral home, right? It's like this giant house that they,
yes, full disclosure, I did watch the first like episode and a half of this show.
Right. I guess you did. Other people at home might not have, but okay. So I'm just trying to, so they're moving into this big home. And I'll try to keep this brief, for your benefit and mine. They move across this home, and then they very quickly discover that the house is magical, and there's like keys that are hidden throughout the house, and the keys have like crazy weird superpowers and shit. And there's this woman who's living in the well that's like outside, like on their grounds or whatever, and she's evil, and she gets one of the keys.
Good people don't live in wells.
That is true. That is very true. So she's evil, and she gets one of the keys, which is called the Anywhere Key, which allows her to travel through any door into any other door that she has seen. So she can't go somewhere she's never seen, but, like, literally she can just look at a fucking picture of a door and then go to that door. So it's not like it's all that hard. And she's evil, and she's trying to get as many keys as possible, because underneath the house, and I don't know if you got this far, I don't think
I did not.
You did. So underneath the house,
there's a clock in the like walls.
There's these caves. No, there's a door, that's like shaped like the Omega symbol, you know?
Right.
And there's an Omega key that allows you to get into that door. And the bad guy, the well lady, also known as Dodge, we'll get to that. Just don't worry about that right now. So Dodge is the bad guy, and she wants to get into the Omega door for some reason, and the kids are trying to stop her. That's the basic premise. And then we find out later, a bunch of crazy shit happens, and these keys allow them to do all kinds of fun things. Like, they can go inside their own minds. They can...
Like the Millennium Key from Yu-Gi-Oh! Sure.
Sure, yeah. And they can go inside, like, this weird mirror dimension, which is like a prison for people. There's one key that allows people to change their face.
Shrink and get bigger?
No.
How about
not,
one that lets them shoot a bunch of water or make tornadoes? Is there one that lets them do backflips or see really far away?
No, none of
this
those.
This is the worst episode of Shaolin Showdown I've ever heard.
There's one that allows them to turn into a ghost. There's Neat. Another one that, oh God, what
like
are
they
some
die?
Other ones? There's one that allows you to order anybody to do anything, and they have to obey you.
Ooh,
it's
that's
like
dark.
Killgrave. Yeah, it's fucked up. They never use it for anything really fucked up.
Then they're not doing
like,
it right.
Yeah, I know, right? And let me think.
Do you remember the Jackie Chan cartoon where this with the fucking talisman thingies that like did stuff?
Yeah, dude, I remember.
Is it like
yeah,
that?
I loved that show.
Is it like that?
The Jackie Chan Adventures.
Jackie Chan Adventures.
It's
kind of
like that. Sure,
is what it's called.
It's a little
yes.
bit like that. It's not. Some of the keys are more useful than others. Like the head key is incredibly useful for a variety of things. Like,
it is.
One of the characters uses the head key to go inside her own mind, and she finds this like fear monster that is like representative of her own fear.
Sure.
And she removes it from her mind,
Whoa.
Kills it, and buries it outside. And
so it becomes real,
anymore.
Like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. Apparently, it's crazy
okay.
shit.
Okay.
But then turned out that the fear monster isn't dead, and it's just buried outside. And it ends up attacking this other, like, person that she knows at school. And then that's the last you ever hear of it. It's just roaming around, attacking random people,
Neat.
I guess. And that bothers me so much, because the show did a pretty good job of, like, explaining everything and, like, having, like, at, like tying off all of their loose ends.
Adam, it just went back to the upside down. It's fine.
Maybe. I don't fucking know. But the thing that's weird about the show is, so, like, there's this big mystery as to who Dodge is, and we find out that Dodge is an old friend of their dad.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's
a
clock in the walls.
There's no clock in the walls.
And there's an old fat lady under the cement in the basement.
Oh, that's a good one, but no. So what it was so that way back in the day, their dad was living in the town with like a bunch of his friends. Oh yeah, another thing about the keys is that for whatever reason, adults can't remember the keys. Like,
what
if you're an adult and you see some crazy shit happen with the keys? It's like their brains can't comprehend it, and then they just forget about it.
That's
which is
stupid.
It is kind of dumb, but it's cute and fun. It's a very fantastical, like, child-friendly, like, kind of show, and that's whatever. It's fine. Some adults can remember, but, like, the vast majority of adults,
oh, okay,
like,
so there's
cannot.
No rules then. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. That's just it, is that the show has these rules, but then they just throw them away whenever the hell they want
Yeah,
to.
When it's inconvenient
it's like,
for them, they get rid of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, and it is quite frustrating. So, way back in the day, their dad and his friends called themselves the keepers of the keys, and it was their job.
Why
to
not the
use
keepers?
The keys. I don't know, man.
The keepers would have been a better
creators.
Name.
They weren't very creative.
That took me a millisecond to come up with.
And so they're protecting keys, they're not letting anybody bad get the keys, and eventually they find the Omega key, and they open the Omega key door, and it's like this weird alternate dimension or some shit that's just like...
Where people have buttons sewed over their eyes?
No. It's like a bunch of bright lights, and like it's like space. It's like this crazy, weird, like all this, like bright. It's like I'm trying to find a good thing I can compare it to, but
the Beyond
honestly,
section
kind
of Bed Bath and Beyond.
Sure, kind of. It was honestly, it was pretty underwhelming. I was expecting more because, like, that was like this huge mystery.
Well, did you expect like Cthulhu
like, the whole
to
season?
Come out or something?
Well, okay, I'll get there. Actually,
oh my god.
So. It's this mystery throughout the whole season, right? It's like, what's behind the Omega key door?
Sure.
Turns out that so way back in the day, their parent or their dad, he opened the door with his friends, opened it, and then a bullet thing shot out of the door and went into one of their friends. And that friend is Dodge. That's who that is.
Whoa.
It's like they got infected with something from this
door. Oh my god, the Demigorgon got her.
Yeah, I don't know. And so this friend got infected, and now he's evil, and he wants to go back down. He wants to open the door again. But they're all like, no, we can't do that. And then he kills, like, half of them. He kills, or no, just two of them. He kills two of them, and then their dad kills him.
Banishes him to the Shadow Realm.
And then they throw their bodies into the ocean.
Why?
And they swear to never speak of it again, and they all decide to go their own separate ways, and they all get their own key, and they all swear to never use the keys ever again because it's too dangerous. And then fast forward, one of the former keepers of the keys, she uses one of the keys, which is the Echo Key, which allows you to speak to the dead. In the well, like, so she goes to the well, and she used to date Dodge, and, like, before he was evil or whatever.
Right, sure.
So she uses the Echo Key to summon up the ghost of her dead, high school boyfriend, and turns out that, she didn't summon him, she summoned the demon or whatever that possessed him. And that's what Dodge is now. It's like this. It's like this weird ghost. They call it an echo, and I guess echoes can't die. Which is such it makes sense in a weird way, I guess. But I just have a lot of resentment towards, like, this is like a 50-year-old woman who has a kid with special needs, who just decides out of nowhere one day that she just can't go on unless she can reconnect with her dead high school boyfriend. And it's like, lady, you need to chill the fuck out, and you need to go take care of your kid. Like,
she just needs
I'm
to get
sorry.
Dicked down, that's
like,
all.
Like, go on eHarmony or
there
something
you go.
If you're feeling lonely. Like, I'm sorry that you're lonely, but you're going to summon from the dead your dead boyfriend who, and the last time you saw him, he killed two people. And you think it's a good idea to summon
him.
The
heart wants what it wants, Adam.
What is wrong with this woman? There's like a running theme in this show that, like, basically all of the adults are retarded. And I hate to say that, but, like, I don't understand why these adults do the things that they do. Also, like, the mom character, she's fucked up in a number of ways. She's a recovering alcoholic, and she's
Neat.
Trying really hard to, like, not, you know, drink again, but she does fall off the wagon at one point, but then she gets back on it.
Yeah, destructive personal habits are tight.
Hey, I watched that YouTube channel as well. Like, the mom is, I like her well enough, but she's just really dumb, and she just behaves in this really weird way sometimes, and I don't know, I just get a bad vibe from the mom. Maybe it's just that I don't like the actress, I don't know. But, like, there's something wrong with all of the adults in this series. But anyway, so Rude. Dodge is back from the dead and is now an echo, which means that it can't die. It uses the key to change its face into becoming a woman for absolutely no reason that I can discern. It just, for the vast majority of the series, the bad guy is a woman, and then we find out later that the bad guy used to be a man, and it's like, is this character just transgender? If that's the case, fine, I guess, but it just seems very strange.
Wait, so ghosts can change their faces because they have physical faces to change?
Well, it uses the key. It uses the key to change
right,
its face.
Right, but it's a ghost, though, right?
It's not a ghost. It's an echo. Which,
and the difference,
like,
is what?
I guess that an echo is just, like, a person who's immortal. That's,
oh,
like,
okay.
What I'm getting from
and
it.
And this person is stuck in a well, correct?
So he slash she was stuck in a well, but at the very beginning of the series, one of the characters gives him slash her the anywhere key, and the anywhere key allows him slash her to go anywhere.
I believe you said that that allows you to use a door to get anywhere you want, to a different door, correct?
Yeah.
Why is there a door at the bottom of a well?
Oh, no, she's able to get out of the bottom of the well and, like, be within the well house, but she cannot leave the well house. So she has access to a door.
Why can't she leave the well house?
I don't know, because that's just how these...
Okay.
How the key works, I guess. See, that's just it, is, like, some of the things, like, the rules of these keys, like, just don't make sense. It's just, like, because plot, that's why.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, okay. But anyway... And she is trying to find the shadow crown and the shadow key, which allow her to turn shadows into living beings and, like, send them out to do her bidding.
Awesome.
She eventually finds it, but they were able to defeat them, like, super easily.
With the power of friendship.
All you have to do is just shine, literally just shine a light on
it. Oh, Alan Wake Solutions, awesome.
but it turns out that Dodge had planned for this. And so Dodge used the key to change the face of the person who resurrected him slash her, and changed the face into looking like her, or like the woman version of her.
Right, right, sure, sure.
And like knocked her out. So they're like, oh, here she is. She doesn't have the shadow crown and she doesn't have any keys on her, but clearly this is Dodge because look at her. And and then they drag her body to the Omega door, open the Omega door, and throw her in it. Again, this is not Dodge. This is just a normal human being who used to be a keeper of the keys or whatever. And they just throw her in, and then one of them gets infected with another one of these crazy other dimensional monsters or whatever.
Man, they should open that door with a string or something.
Yeah, I know. Yes, thank you. But none of them saw it happen. So no one knows that there are now two of these monsters. And it turns out that the boyfriend of one of the main characters was secretly Dodge the entire time. Dodge has no less than three different faces.
Now, wait a minute. Hang on a fucking minute. Was the boyfriend in the show before or after we met the person in the well?
So we met the person in the well very shortly into the show.
Right.
So the person who was...
I guess I'm just asking how long the boyfriend was in the show, so whether we should be suspicious or not. Like, was this a twist, or was this an obvious thing?
So, he was a little bit suspicious. Like, I was actually predicting that he was evil because he seemed really, really interested in the keys, and he kept asking all these questions.
You always got to keep that shit in the family. You never let the outside people learn about that, or you wind up with a fucking frozen situation on your hands.
Fucking, yes, exactly. But other than that, no, he was not super suspicious. Just a little suspicious.
A little suspicious.
But Kinsey is the girl that dates him, and she has like two boys that she was interested in at one point, and they were both,
are they a werewolf and a vampire?
No, they're not.
Lame.
They were both suspicious of her, or I was suspicious of both of them for a while, thinking that maybe they were evil, but it turns out that one of them was and the other one wasn't. And it's like, okay, it's just like, I liked the show and I liked the characters and the actors. And the keys are fun. Like, you know, I enjoy the show quite a bit. The issue is just like some of the twists, especially with the face changing key and like how all of that worked, just didn't really make sense to me. And I don't really understand like why. Like, it was just like, okay, I guess.
That's the spirit.
So. It was a pretty good show, and I'm invested in it enough there's going to be another season, and I do want to see another season. I just think that it was okay. I'd give it like a solid like six and a half out of 10, maybe. My humble opinion, it was a fun ride, but there were some weird logical leaps that they made that I wasn't really following. But anyway,
neat.
So that's it. Those were the complaints this week. If you can't complain, share it with your friends. Bye!